much. Also from our point of view, I mean, we rely on you to conduct our meeting and to decide on how we move forward and how to have a proper meeting with substantive discussions. And in the end, we will follow your rule. But also we would like to express our disappointment that we have come to this situation. In our point of view, it is not necessary that we conduct our meeting in informal mode because we have rules of procedures with supplied mutatis mutandis from the review conference. This seems to be some kind of detail that the Russian Federation wants to go into if we apply it and if there is a certain condition to apply the rules of procedure here once again. In the end, this is the situation. We are here. At this very moment. The two points that we wanted to make is, first, we had a compromise in one of the subsidiary bodies of the CCW, which is the GG on loss, where there has been an agreement that we conduct our meeting in a formal mode with the very very strong interpretation that there should be no politicization, and this decision in the end is also coming back to you and the prerogatives of the chair under Rule 14 or the respective rule in the CCW Rules of Procedure. So we don't really understand why we cannot go this road down again. Obviously, the CCW is a little bit more politicized and less technical than the GG on laws, but in the end, Rule 14 just provides us with everything we need to go through such a situation, be an observer or a state or whoever takes the floor in a formal meeting. This was just one point we wanted to make. The second one, we also don't see any need to have collective punishment for all observers just because one observer misbehaved in the view of the Russian Federation. If there is one specific delegation who in their view does not behave, again, it's just coming down to the point of orders, rules of procedures, and the discretion of US chair. And the final point, a question maybe to the Secretariat, is it really necessary to shut down UN Web TV? Because we also know that there is a precedent from last year that we don't have to do this and that we had a full live streaming last year of the informal session that we had. So we would like to have this once again. After all, it's paid, and it would be a waste of money if we would not give full transparency of what we are doing here, be it in an informal or a formal mode. In the end, rules of procedure don't provide for informal mode, so it's a strange situation overall, and we don't have very specific rules how the informal mode should even be conducted. So there is also no rule that there should be no UN Web TV streaming in that situation. I thank you.